The Ballad of Shingle Street, and this poem has a little epigraph from John Donne, which says, "If a clod be washed away by the sea, Europe is the less." On Shingle Street, the summer's sweet, the stones are flat, the pebbles neat, and there's less rip when tides are neap. It's fine to swim, or fine to try, but when the sea runs fast and high, and skies turn black and cormorants weep, best watch your step on Shingle Street. On Shingle Street, the shelving steep, with stones to skim as if they'd feet to hop and skip across the deep, to pitter-pat and aquaplane, again, 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 not flip and flop and splash and drop, the open trap, the hangman's rope, the cairns that mark where life gave out, the muddy dark off Shingle Street. From Shingle Street to Bawdsey Bay, the sea mews shriek above the spray. The rolling seals are charcoal grey, as though burnt out or singed by grief. Like ash-streaked mourners half-possessed, they duck and bob and stare to land in hope that we might understand. But nothing helps. We fail the test. They hang and gaze without relief beyond the reach of Shingle Street. For Shingle Street's a single street, a row of shacks in stone and wood, the sea out front, the marsh out back, just one road in and one road out, with no way north except the spit, and no way south except on foot. A cul-de-sac, a dead-end track, a sand-banked strand to sink a fleet, a bay, a bar, a strip, a trap, a wrecking ground, that's Shingle Street. On Shingle Street, as sunset seeps across the marsh, the flocks of kale are grazing sheep. A soft pink light sneaks up the beach, as if each stone were ringed with fire, as if each pebble stored the heat of past disasters, past defeats. And in the dusk, they tell a tale of burning boats and blistered flesh, and you can't help but watch and hear and smell the oil and taste the fear and feel your skin scorch in the heat. You won't sleep sound on Shingle Street. On Shingle Street, the stones are neat and warm as stoves beneath your feet, like arga lids that store the heat. But just an inch or two below, it's sloppy wet and cold as snow. The lips are dry, but not the mouth. The tides come in, though it's still out. The icy north's migrated south. The oven tops are just a cheat. Beware the tricks of Shingle Street. For Shingle Street's a sneaky street that smiles and mangles, lures and wrecks, where water strips and winds dissect, where sea kale bows its green-grey head as waves wash up the new-made dead. A bolt hole built with ghost-white stones, a charnel house for ancient bones, a beach, a bitch, a crypt, a con, a bite, a morgue, a scam, a tomb, a sun-trap strand, a catacomb, an angel with a nasty streak, a seabird with a razor beak, a double bluff, that Shingle Street. From Shingle Street to Orford Ness, the waves maraud, the winds oppress, the earth can't help but acquiesce, for this is East, and East means loss, a lessening shore, receding ground, 3 feet gone last year, 4 feet this, where land runs out and nothing sound, nothing lost long on Shingle Street. On Shingle Street, the grind goes on, a churning bowl of sand and stone, a watery mix that unbuilds homes, unearthing earth, unlaying land. Tall waves that flash like silver spades, and bulldozed buffs and quarried bays, not give and take, but take and keep, just shingle left on Shingle Street. For Shingle Street's a sinking street, the worn-out coasts in slow retreat, with lopped-off bluffs and crumbling cliffs, and empty air where churches stood, and houses perched, and fields and woods, and no known means to stop the rot, a breaker's yard of rusted hulls, where combers come, and herring gulls, a holding bay for washed-up trash, a rest home for the obsolete, a hole, a heap, a wreck, a rack, a nomad's land. That's Shingle Street. On Shingle Street, the sea repeats its tired old tricks, its one-man show. The drum-rolled waves along the strand, the bassline thud and cymbal clash, as stones are stoned and pebbles dashed. Again, 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 the waves collapse. The flints resound. The tide runs in and takes the ground. The tide runs out. The ground slips back. Variety is not the name, but that's the point. The sea's the same, unchanging grey, the one sure thing. A flooded plain in plain disguise, a level field that hides its rise through constant ebb and constant flow. Unlike the earth, which shifts and shrinks, unlike ourselves, who have to go.